Yeah, that's true that the summit will open on Sunday, so heads of state will begin arriving today and tomorrow.
And how prepared is the foreign ministry to welcome these heads of state and government?
Well, the foreign ministry and the organizing committee, working with the AU Commission, have been ready for the last 1 month, and we started the meetings on Monday with the Committee of Permanent Representatives. Yesterday and today, we're having the meeting of the Executive Council. So we are ready.
What is the mood in the country, and what, in the foreign ministry's perspective, would importance be attached to such security issues, not only in the East African sub-region, but Africa as a whole?
Yeah, you know, in the agenda of the Assembly, they will be looking at the report of the Peace and Security Council, the AU Peace and Security Council. And in that report, there will be issues to do with Somalia, Sudan, and other conflict areas in Africa. There will also be, I think, the council tomorrow will be looking at the bombings in Kampala on the July 11th by the Al-Shabaab. And so there will be also a side meeting of IGAD countries. And sadly, there will be a meeting of what they call ISBRIG, one of the five standby brigades. And that is part of the new AU peace and security architecture, which includes the Peace and Security Council and the standby force. So we will be looking also at the possibility of implementing the ISBRIG, which is the East African Brigade, and that would also look at the possibility of handling the issue of Somalia.
What should be the expectations of Africans ahead of the heads of state and government meeting that begins Sunday?
First of all, the Ugandan people, they expected the AU will take a firm stand on the issue of Al-Shabaab, because they feel that since UPDF is part of AMISOM, and that the attack on Uganda really is attack on the AU. So they will be expecting some strong measures out of the AU.
What strong measures particularly do they expect? Because I hear some of officials of African Union have called for other international help, especially from the United Nations and other Western countries.
No, first of all, there's a question of the troop levels. So IGAD recently met in Addis and agreed that we should immediately go up to 8,000, but realizing that the need is about 20,000 or more. So there's a question of how do we raise the troop levels, either countries volunteering or using the ISBRIG standby brigade to build those troop levels. The second one, of course, would be that you would need equipment and resources to support those kind of troop levels in order to undertake their peacekeeping mission. Sadly, they would be looking at some kind of examination of the mandate to enable the force to do its work in terms of protection of the transitional government, in terms of enabling the government to the parties themselves, the Somali parties, to politically organize themselves and broaden their support, and be able to deliver some services in the country instead of being marooned within Mogadishu. And fourthly, they will be looking at the support of international community, the Security Council and member states, particularly the permanent the P5, in terms of galvanizing political support, logistical support, and resources. And of course, there is always the request that maybe the AMISOM should be rehearted to become either a UN force or a hybrid force.
Mr. Mugumi, what is your message to Ugandans and Africans as a whole ahead of this Heads of State Summit that begins this weekend?
The message really is that the July 11 events created a challenge for Uganda as a member of AU, and the AU as a body whose main objective is to establish peace and security in Africa, that they must wake up to the challenge and mobilize sufficient political support, resources, and otherwise, so that the AU force can be seen as effective to stabilize the situation in Somalia and also address the issues of terrorism.